Thus, to conceptualize the lose issue identification approach overall, in disciplined systematic fashion you break hypos, any hypo, down into manageable components, each of which will give rise to a relevant issue. You address one component after another. The net result is you address one issue after another, each in roughly a paragraph, some issues getting more attention than others. The response to any hypothetical, then, becomes predictably a series of paragraphs, each containing roughly the discussion of a relevant issue, i.e. an issue the grader, whether professor or bar examiner, wants discussed. Now we gain some understanding of the question I told you to keep in mind at all times during the program. I point to the posted content of Diagram 1. Stop. Continue. What is a premise? The manageable components or units, I point to the squares of Diagram 6, correspond to premises. They are generated and defined by premises. Premises, therefore, reveal issues. Find a premise, you identify a manageable component that reveals a narrowly focused one-to-one law fact relationship. You find a narrowly focused legal inquiry or issue. And it's a relevant issue, an issue the professor or bar examiner wants discussed. Premises, therefore, generate relevant issues. It's all about identifying premises, then discussing the issues revealed by premises in a series of concise yet masterful paragraphs that will impress the grader. My task is to show you how, in a disciplined, systematic, yet efficient way, to break any and all hypos down into manageable components or units, no matter the legal subject area, no matter the cryptic, confusing question or instruction posed. I point to the squares of Diagram 6. We do this by identifying premises. Then I don't have to show you how to analyze a hypothetical. Do you see that how to analyze a hypo is too large and unwieldy a proposition? It's meaningless. It merely invites major mistake number one. Rather, if hypos can be broken down into components, units, I point to the squares, I need only show you how to analyze a unit, i.e. one of the issues revealed by a premise. The sum total of your effective analysis of each component premise should be an effective analysis of the hypothetical as a whole. Then I don't have to show you how to write the exam. Students constantly ask, are we going to write lots of exams in your program? I say no. That's what you do in other programs. You write a response to a couple hypos, then you go over a model response. Various do's and don'ts are pointed out. It's helpful advice, but hardly a system. You'll still be unsure what to do when you face the next hypo. How to write a hypo response, like how to analyze a hypo, is so large and unwieldy a proposition as to be meaningless. Rather, what I have to show you is how to get your analysis of one component unit, one premise, one issue, down on paper concisely in roughly a paragraph. The sum total of your effective analysis and presentation of one premise, therefore one issue after another, roughly one paragraph after another, should amount to an effective analysis and presentation of the hypothetical as a whole. Conceptually, then, lose is about breaking hypos down into components or premises through a series of disciplined steps. The components, premises, reveal narrowly focused legal inquiries, relevant issues. You analyze one issue after another, giving more emphasis where indicated, and present that analysis roughly one paragraph after another. Your response to every hypothetical and every exam, then, becomes predictably a series of issues discussed in a series of concise paragraphs. We can summarize the entire process as one of finding, analyzing, concisely presenting the analysis of premises.